As we continue our special broadcast with Lomas Brown as our co-host, live from the Detroit Economic Club luncheon, Motor City Casino, Rod Wood was featured, and we introduced Ryan Goldberg of DFCU Financial, the president and CEO, who will be becoming our sponsor for these, our presenting sponsor for these special broadcasts in the coming season. And we're glad we're here, and glad that we're saying hi to some guests that are very special, including our next one, Dr. Susie Siegel, president and CEO of Walsh College, but we lovingly know her as Chief Champion of Walsh College. Susie, nice to see you, Doctor.
Nice to see you, Paul. Thank you so much.
And I say doctor because she has a Doctor of Jurisprudence. She is a fully licensed attorney, which is very useful for her to be talking to us, Lomas. It's just good to have a law degree.
Right,
you know, because you never know. You never know where this is going. It is nice to see you. It's nice to have you here. You have been there since 2020?
Yes. I came to Walsh in 2020 as the provost and chief academic officer and then became the president in 2022. And it is the role of a lifetime. It is such a privilege and honor.
You bring so much enthusiasm to everything you do. I can only imagine what it's like at Walsh College.
Oh, it's very dynamic. We have so many great things going on. So thank you.
Well, yeah. And fill us in. Tell us about Walsh and... And there, a note here says, ask her about the connection to Thomas Edison.
Oh, love talking about this. Well, okay, so we were founded over 100 years ago, 101 to be exact, in 1922.
Like WJR, we're 101.
Oh, this is great. We have the same birthday. Yeah. That's awesome. And we were founded by Mervyn Walsh. And Mervyn was the accountant for the Thomas Edison Light Company. So Mervyn Walsh worked with Thomas Edison when he lit up the world and then founded Walsh as Walsh Institute to train professionals to sit for the CPA exam. And in fact, Paul, the very first woman CPA in Michigan was educated at Walsh. We're very proud of that.
Grace Trimmer. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It actually began on the sixth floor of the Detroit Opera House in Detroit, and Mervyn would stay at the DAC frequently when students and classes would come through. And then in the 70s, when the state of Michigan changed the law that to sit for the CPA, you needed a college degree, Mervyn created Walsh College. So he had to change, he had to adapt, he had to innovate, and we are now an upper division, which means we don't do the first 2 years. We are the best partner for community colleges because they can take the first 2 years with us or with them, come to us for the next, and then stay with us for our grad programs.
I proudly was a member of a community college position, Monroe County Community College, many years ago. I couldn't afford to go to a regular four-year college. I worked since I was 15 in broadcasting. I think I also worked at that same time at the Holiday Inn in Monroe, and who knows how many other jobs. But then I saved up, and I was able to transfer to University of Michigan.
Oh, we love our community college partners.
I had no idea that was the case. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
When you probably didn't know, with all this history, that my very first show was attended by Thomas Edison. So, yeah.
The connections continue.
I had no idea we had this in common.
You
recently received a number one ranking from Forbes. Can
you
explain
absolutely.
That to me,
so
Madam
our
President?
Yep, our Doctorate of Business Administration, DBA, which is the highest degree you can earn in business. And it just makes sense, right? Because we're a business and technology college. We've been doing that for over 100 years. And Forbes ranked us number one for our DBA program, and we are so proud of that program. It is built for working professionals who want to earn their doctorate so they can elevate their career, make incredible contribution in the world, coach, consult, teach, just, you know, incredibly great research and incredibly great applied learning. So we're very proud of that.
So where are you?
Just want to know how being a lawyer, attorney, how does that help you being the president of Walsh? What are some of the different things that you take and use being the president?
Yep, sure. So law at its very essence is really problem solving, the ability to evaluate a situation from both sides before forming a conclusion and really being able to find solutions, negotiate conflict, navigate problems. So, you know, when you're running a business, when you're working in a company, it's very useful. I'm able to help us read our contracts, our internal agreements, and just really help protect Walsh, kind of wrap our arms around it and make sure we're managing risk and that we're also preparing for the future. So it's really problem solving and, you know, attorney and counselor. I like the counselor part at law probably better than the attorney part at law.
It fits with your life, and it really does play well into all of the counseling you did of numerous startups and small businesses. You were there, for legal things also, and you have your doctorate in higher education leadership and management. So all of this has come to play. It seems to me, Dr. Susie Siegel, you happen to be in exactly the right position you should be in.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Paul. I definitely feel that way every day. I wake up, and I can't believe I have the privilege to serve in this role. It is the absolute best job of my life, and it's such an honor.
You can
sense
that.
That's awesome.
You can sense the enthusiasm that's got to be infectious.
It's almost like a coach getting ready to send me out on the field.
Yeah. Well, I was going to recruit you into our DBA program. Okay. That's next. You can fill out an application before I leave.
There's room for that. And I'd love to see the background, too. Tom Monahan's Ave Maria School. That you, in fact, got your lawyer's Juris Doctor at Ave Maria School of Law, the MBA from Western Governors University, and a bachelor's degree from the University of Michigan. Well-rounded and in just the right place where you should be right now.
Thank
so this
you.
Is all good. How are there ways that we might be able to help you along the
way? Sure. Well, absolutely. In fact, this is such a great opportunity to be able to talk about Walsh, our history, and you know, share with you that as we look ahead to our next 100 years, we have an incredible opportunity, School of Business and School of Technology, and we are looking for folks who may want to put their name on these schools and start a legacy of their own. And we're also launching our Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. So, Paul, you mentioned about the background in startups, and we really want to help so many of our students, their entrepreneurs, their business owners, and we're really stepping in to kind of lead in the next 100 plus years to really help entrepreneurs and innovators as our economy is so strong and we're bringing those back, and we really want to see that. So anything you can do to really help connect us with the business community, and also, you know, the Troy Chamber of Commerce, our local Chamber of Commerce, is located right on our campus. Yeah. We're very excited to have them there, and we've got what we call a preferred educational partnership with them, where we offer educational incentives and discounts if you're a member of the chamber.
No kidding.
So we love to be able to, we really want to expand access an opportunity for our business community. So anything we can do to really promote that program. In fact, we call it the PEP. Anything around me has got to be peppy, right? So we call it the PEP, and it's just been a great way to really serve businesses, to attract and retain talent. And it's our commitment to help the business community.
And look, if you're an entrepreneur or have been thinking about making the move to be an entrepreneur, you're being handed on a silver platter somebody who wants to help you, and you should be in touch with Walsh College. I'm not sure if they can reach right out to you, Madam President, Susie Siegel.
Sure. They can reach out to me on LinkedIn. If you find me on LinkedIn, you'll know it's me. I'm wearing Walsh blue. And also go to our website, walshcollege.edu. Apply, join us. We have 4 semesters a year, continuous semesters, and really we are built around the working professional. So if you're juggling life and work and family and
which
career.
Which most of us are.
Yes, that's us.
And there isn't enough help out there for entrepreneurs. In fact, you have to be careful because there will be people who are going to be helping you and they're going to be helping themselves to your money. and that's I mean, I'm sorry to be so honest, but the reality is sometimes when you go into a new area, people sense that and take advantage, sadly. That's not going to happen to you at Walsh College. We know that for a fact.
Thank you. No, it will not. We're here to help and support along the way. Thank you.
Anything else we need to know, Madam President?
Oh, just very grateful so much for WJR. Thank you, Paul, for the work that you're doing in the community. And any opportunity I have to come and talk about Walsh, I'm always excited to do that. But it's so great to know we have the Edison connection. We have the University of Michigan connection. You're wearing Walsh blue.
I'm wearing Walsh blue, and we're both half Lebanese.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
This is like unbelievable.
Yeah. Talk about quantum universe.
We couldn't have set this up if we tried.
We didn't. I want to thank Steve Gregorian, actually. I should thank him to set this up because there he is.
There's Steve Gregorian.
I have the honor of being a member of the board of directors for the Detroit Economic Club.
Good.
And Steve extended this invitation, so thank you, Steve. But now, look, we've connected, and we don't need Steve. We can just hang out ourselves.
We don't need Steve. You can reach out to us anytime.
Please do. Thank you, Paul.
Because we're not going to be able to stay on top of everything, but you will.
Thank you.
So anything we need to know about Walsh, let us know.
Grateful. Thank
I mean
you
that.
So
awesome
much.
Awesome.
I mean
too.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you're going to enroll in our program.
There you go. You got me.
This is the next step.
All right.
Next
you're step. Right.
You
you're
are.
Right.
Yeah. Dr. Susie Siegel, President, CEO, Walsh College. We like to think of her as the chief champion.
Yes.
And God bless her. She really is that. As we continue in focus on WJR.